is day one of the Virginia Film Festival, November 1st, 2012. This is Sean McCord in the back of the Main Street Arena. I've been interviewing filmmakers, industry professionals, other luminaries, and in this case, a local Charlottesville filmmaker and documentarian, Eduardo Montes Bradley, whose film Julian Bond, Reflections from the Front Lines of the Civil Rights Movement, is screening at noon on Sunday in Now Auditorium on UVA South Lawn. Eduardo, welcome back.
Thank you.
We had this conversation a year ago. It's always a pleasure to see you. For the young people in the audience, remind us who Julian Bond is and then tell us about your film.
Not only for the young people in the audience, some of the people our age and older also might not really know who he is, because in a sense, history tends to be reduced to one or two or three figures that we know of. So if you think of the civil rights movement, you think of Martin Luther King, and everything resumes into that, you know, and it's frozen and presented that way. But history, just as life, is a lot more complicated. And there's a lot of other characters. And one of these characters, which I find very interesting and very complex, is that of Julian Bond.
And Julian Bond is he still a professor at UVA?
No, he gave his last lecture or class.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was May the 2nd, and we were there with the cameras and we recorded that.
Okay, but he was a big figure in the civil rights movement.
Absolutely.
In the 60s. He
was also a legislator in Georgia for 20 consecutive years, and was among the first African Americans to get to that point in a state where that wasn't necessarily prepared at the time. To welcome a black man as a representative.
Right. So tell us about the film. Tell us what attracted this Julian Bond to you as a subject for a film first.
First, the proximity, because last year at the film festival, I came in with a film about Eva Perón. And I thought to myself, because of the response of the audience and because of my integration into Charlottesville, thought to myself that at least the next two, if not three subjects, should be local subjects that will help me to better understand where I'm living. And the name of Julian Bond was suggested, in fact, by Jody Kilbasa. He said, "What about Julian Bond?" I go like, "What about Julian Bond? That sounds just right up my alley," like they say, you know.
It was Jody Kilbasa, the director of the film festival, the Charlottesville Film Festival, who first planted the idea that you should talk to Julian Bond.
He suggested it, yes. And I thought that was very, because I didn't know he was living here at the time. In fact, he wasn't living here. Often people think that he lives in Charlottesville. He lives in Washington. He was commuting to change classes here. And so I just sent him an email saying, "I would like to meet you, and I'm interested in making a documentary about your life." And he responded in less than 25 minutes, saying, "Absolutely, I'll see you tomorrow in my office."
Okay, awesome. So this is, I'm intrigued by the title, because it says, Reflections from the Front Line to the Civil Rights Movement. So it is a look back on his life. He's now in his 70s, looking back on his where he grew up and how he first became involved in the civil rights movement. But the title is also in the present tense. So the civil rights movement is still going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's been going on before it was created. You have to think that the same way that we were saying before, history is a complex thing, right? And the civil rights movement started, you know, even before the Civil War.
Right.
It's an ongoing process, and I don't think it's ever going to end, because there's always going to be new paradigms and new things to solve.
There's always going to be someone who needs to have their civil rights sort of brought back to the top. So the film itself, are you using, since you had obviously the cooperation of Mr. Bond, are you using, did you go back to his hometown? Are you using archival footage? You have family photographs, or is this mostly talking?
My interview with them lasted only an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I would say 2 hours in the cloisters of the historical synagogue, Six and I, in Washington, D.C. And the rest of the film is the result of nearly 950 hours of editing.
950 hours of editing for 90 minutes of film?
For 34 minutes of film.
Well, I mean, but you said the interview, you interviewed him for about 9 minutes.
Yes, I interviewed him for about 2 hours, I would say. Okay. Yes, at the most. That counting the breaks and everything else. But most of what we discussed, if you take my questions out, his answers fit perfectly into the film. There's nothing, nothing was left out of this film. So it was a film shot one-on-one. I mean, for every take, there is a representation of the film.
And so you've got this, you got the film down to, you said 34 minutes?
34 minutes.
34 minutes.
You blink and it's, you know, it's amazing because there's a lot of things being said. Sure. But I think that it's probably my best work in terms of editing.
And what did you learn new about Julian Bond in this process of making this film?
I reaffirmed my suspicion that people are a lot more complex than what we think they are. I learned that to look at Julian Bond. I came in looking at Julian Bond as a civil rights fighter, and I walked away thinking of Julian Bond as a pacifist, which is very interesting.
That is very interesting. Well, we're all looking forward to see the film. I always enjoy talking to you and seeing your films. Julian Bond, Reflections from the Front Lines of the Civil Rights Movement, screens Sunday at noon in Now Auditorium. And just briefly, what's your next project?
My next project is already in the works, and it's Rita Dove.
Very good. All right, another local luminary.
Absolutely.
Very good, Eduardo. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
And I'll see you around the film festival.
Thank you.